Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Deuteronomy and Genesis. Trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. I'm telling you, that's pretty crazy.
I am a teacher.
Thankfully, she has been discharged from her position where she was a teacher for a year. But she has believed this thing to the point where she became belligerent. Now, when people become belligerent like that, it's because they've picked up a cause almost religiously. Part of the stealing of an election is from a religious fervor for something they believe in that they probably couldn't articulate fully, except to say, I believe in global warming, or I believe that the vaccines are what we need, or I believe that the schools should be shut down. The schools are the safest place for the children to be. We now have the evidence, and all of the data is in now. We see that children fare better in school. Right now, they are not doing well. A 60% lowering of their aptitudes because they're doing things online rather than in person. But the evil one is okay with that outcome. Environmental terrors are out there. You know, science, falsely so-called, is being foisted upon us. People will say, well, we follow the science. We follow the science. And the problem is that in our day, when they're having these conversations with somebody on CNN or Fox News or wherever, nobody says, what science are you following? Tell me the science. Quote it. Give me the background. Give me the documentation because your science is flawed. Fauci himself said, don't wear masks. And then he came back and he said, well, wear masks. It'll make you feel better. And then the next thing he said, well, maybe it'll be okay to help other people. But all of this is all over the board. And there are studies that have said it doesn't work. And when they came out and said 6% of the people were dying from COVID and 94% were dying with it because it was one of two or three other comorbidities, that was scrubbed right away. So, what does Timothy say? Is this not really amazing? He says this, O Timothy, one of the last things Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy. He says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed into thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. Has it been around forever? Yeah, it's been around forever. You see, the devil really doesn't have any new tricks. He just repackages them. And right now they're saying it's science. Do you remember in Pharaoh's court, for instance, Moses did a number of things first, those first couple of plagues he brought. And the Egyptian sorcerers could do the same thing. Remember when he cast down his rod? What happened? Turned into a serpent, right? Well, those other Egyptian guys, they threw down some too. And they're turned into serpents as well. And Moses has got to be thinking, Lord, you didn't tell me that was coming. Okay. And then his rod swallowed up their rod, and he took it back. And that's all's well, it is well. But I'm just telling you, this world is pretty messed up when you can answer fire with fire sometimes. You know, the Bible says in the book of Revelation that the Antichrist is going to have a false prophet who's going to call fire down from heaven in the presence of the Antichrist. Remember that? You know what that tells us? That tells us that the prophets of Baal could have done it too, except God said, not right now. You see, you and I are living in some really interesting times. Lies are everywhere. They don't care about us. They don't care about our children. They don't care about our grandchildren. What they do care about is shutting down businesses. Why? Because America is a problem. The Bible says in verse 3, you shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. What's he doing? He's testing us. Think about that for a minute. Testing us. He proveth you. Has God ever proved you? Has he ever proved you? I mean, when you've gone through the crucible and you didn't know which way was up, didn't you feel a little bit wrung out and weak and having nothing? And were thankful that somehow in the middle of the night you woke up with some kind of a song that was still whispering in your ear? Because God knows what's in there. The problem is, sometimes we don't. He searches the reins. He brings people through crucibles to show us sometimes what's in us. And right now we're looking at a world that is arrayed against us. There are still people being fined $50,000 a week in California. Recently, John MacArthur's church out there, Grace Church, I guess it's called, he was watching how the Lord had so provided for their ministry, because what was going on out there was they were fining them $500 a day for staying open. And what ends up happening is they don't have anybody to pay, so they've been putting the $500 in escrow. There's nobody there to pay because they haven't argued a case before the Supreme Court yet to make it possible to infringe upon their rights under the First Amendment. You have to argue that before you can get our money, but we're putting our money away. And what happened also was is that in Los Angeles, California, the police wrote a letter and they said to the powers that be, Newsom and others, that if you're planning any move against Grace Church, we will not be participating. That's called the law of the lesser magistrate. A governor can't shut us down, but police with guns can. And if the police don't go in there and take an order they deem to be problematic, then nothing gets done. The Bible says that you should not listen to this person, for the Lord God is proving you to know whether you love the Lord. And that's what it comes down to. Do you love your life unto death? You see, we are living in a day where 99% of the people, they go through this, they can live through it. It's tough sometimes, tougher on some than others. But the reality is that we're being shut down, our economy is being destroyed, and we are being paralyzed with fear. The Bible wants to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear Him. I've often said this, but maybe it's a good time to reiterate it. The fear of the Lord is the great fear object. If I fear Him, I don't fear other things lesser than Him, and everything's lesser than Him. You hear what I'm saying? He cancels out every other fear. And what we're seeing in our generation is God is working on the church to get us to be the people who believe the truth and not the lie. And the truth says 99% of the people successfully navigate this. And I'm not saying nobody has died. I'm not saying nobody's gotten sick, and I'm not saying nobody has a reason not to be careful. I am saying this. You don't shut down the entire nation over a disease that is 99% effectively navigated. You just don't do it. And the people need to stay home who are sick. And if they're vulnerable, they need to stay home. There's no contradiction here. This is the way we've always done it. If you've got the flu, you didn't go to the church. You don't go to church when you have the flu. You stay home. You work through the flu, and when you feel better and you're strong, then you go back to church. The Bible says in verse 5, "And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he hath spoken to turn you away." Look at that. To turn you away from the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. You know, in the symbology or the shadows, Egypt is a representation of the world. Did Jesus save you from the world? Did He save you from sin? Did He save you from the system? Yes, He did. And because He saved you from that, you owe Him all. But the devil wants to get you to turn away from the Lord, who delivered you out of the land of Egypt, and He wants to thrust you out of the way, verse 5 says. Look at that. Thrust you out of the way. And He says He wants you to thrust you out of the way which the Lord your God commanded you, so shalt thou put away that evil from the midst of thee. You say, are we supposed to kill people who lie in these positions? No, not that way. Not in the physical death. But maybe we need to stop listening to them. Turn off Fox News. I honestly believe that Hannity and Tucker and all these guys, they ought to quit. They ought to quit. For them to stay there, I don't care what their positions are. Yeah, it's a nice paycheck. That shows some resolve. You are on the front lines. And when you quit, you will properly chasten them. I'm telling you, there's a time to take a stand. And if this is not that, I'm not watching. You've got Chris Wallace in there, who is a real problem. And they're not allowed to chasten him. And yet every kind of story that comes from Fox News right now is suspect. I can't even watch it. I've deleted all my apps that I had for them. I do not watch Fox. I sometimes will tune into Tucker because he gets pressed on some of the conservative news for what he's saying, but I think he ought to quit. Go somewhere else. There's a lot of places you could make more successful. Yeah, some of these big names go somewhere else. Everybody follow them. But it's time. The Bible says they want to thrust you out of the way, and what we do is we kill them in the sense that we don't listen to them anymore. You don't have to. You're a king. You can pick your prophets, and you can pick your teachers, and you can pick your wise men. And yes, they may be wise, but is there not something flawed in their wisdom if they're still, you know, making bank for that group and not taking a stand and calling them on it? It's troubling, isn't it? It's not new, but it's troubling. Look on down in the chapter for a minute. The Bible says in verse 10 of chapter 13, "And thou shalt stone him with stones that he die, because he had sought to thrust thee away from the Lord that brought you out of Egypt." And I say again, it's not about physical death for you and me that we would call forth on these people. It's just, they're dead to me. You ever heard somebody say, "You're dead to me"? You're dead to me because you've lied to me, and you've lied to me in the worst of ways. You've taken my country, which means you've taken my children, which means you've taken my grandchildren, which means you've taken my church, which means you've taken everything from me. You are dead to me. That's what we do. We don't put our money in their pockets. And as you see, there's much to be said. What we see in that we've just looked at, is the purpose of lies. God tries your heart, and those people are trying to push you out of the way who are lying to you. That's the purpose. Go with me to chapter 3 of the book of Genesis. Chapter 3, we see the master liar himself entering the garden. The Bible says in verse 1, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden." Hath God not said, "You shall not eat of every tree in the garden"? When you read that, you have to realize the way he's asking this is really a challenge. Did God really say, don't be afraid? Did God really say, you're not given the spirit of fear? Did God really say, okay, put it in for our day. One translation says it this way, that the devil said to the woman, "Is it really true that God said you must not eat from just any tree of the garden?" And you realize what's powerful here? He's crafty. He's subtle. He's prudent and sensible and cunning. And he says, "Is it not true that he said you can't eat from any tree?" It's like he's taking what's true and he's twisting it. He's saying to her something that puts her back on her heels. Shouldn't we be careful? Shouldn't we shut down the churches? I'll tell you what, Normandy would have turned out totally different if everybody said, "There's bullets flying around. People going to die." And may I say it again, 99% of the people live through it. That's a big number. Big number. People are going to die from car crashes. Y'all walking home? No. Airplane. Accidents. Heart attack. Heart disease. You giving up your salt? Giving up your steak? Some of you have. Some of you have bridged that because you know you have a DNA for it. Your parents had it and you have it. And you're being careful more or trying to. And that's wise. But you don't quit doing everything. You don't stop living. And you don't get up in the morning fearful and put your feet on the ground and wondering if your feet maybe should probably put some lotion on there because you just touched something that might have been COVID. Listen, if you get gas in your car and you press a button, you just got COVID. Can I really ramp the fear up? That's what they want to do, because when they do that, they can say, "Hey, your dollar bill has COVID on it because you got it from somebody who had COVID. Now you have COVID. You just passed it to somebody who hasn't got COVID, but they're going to get COVID." So they say, "We don't want your money." They were saying that for a while, coin shortages, and they had places where they wouldn't take money. And you could see it in the eyes of some of the people. We have a store across town in Lexington who wouldn't take cash at all. At all. They said, "You got to put your card in there. We don't want anybody touching it." And that was perhaps wise for a month or two, and that was early on. I don't fault them for that. I just say, because of what they were telling us, people weren't taking the card. Now, you know and I know that they don't wipe down everything at Meijer and at Walmart as soon as somebody walks away. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.